Blog Talk Radio.
Mindset. Let's go on a journey together and discover and explore this very subject. Welcome to Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in to this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, our programming is designed based format of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you asked some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I feel the vibration. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Monday is rich and insightful. We encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Do you want to win? I know I sure do. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then we will open up our program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and boy, how I love Mondays. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We encourage you, allow those social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send an email, message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, oh my gosh, woo, I think you get it. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's installment. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, laptops, desktops, tablets, whatever you need to capture the notes and the richness that will be shared, you want to grab it because we're digging into a subject that I think regardless of where you are, you will appreciate the nuggets and gems that will be shared with you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we are in our Shape Up series, and we're looking at the millionaire effect. The millionaire effect. And I have a few questions that I want you to begin to process around. Do you have a millionaire mindset? A thought to consider. Do you know what makes a millionaire different than others? Another thought to taste and ponder. Do you know what millionaires do to make more money and operate more efficiently? Consider, and that's why I want to make sure you have what you need to capture the richness today. And the reason why this is a subject that we're bringing to the boardroom today is because this is an area of focus that I often touch on in my coaching practice with many of my clients who desire to achieve greater results, and they want to share and they want to get greater insight in this on this very subject. And so I want you to know that I wanted to bring you some nuggets and some gems that I've grown to know to be true based on observing the millionaires that I know. There are often millionaires next door. You would never know that they're a millionaire from research and various sources. And so I want you to know that I'm really excited to bring you some thoughts to consider around a millionaire mindset. Now, I want you to know that it's so important to understand and keep money in its proper perspective. But the wonderful thing about money is that money gives you more options. And so as long as you keep it in this right perspective and in the right proper place, it gives you greater options. So there's no problem with pursuing and desiring to have more. I know I'm on my journey. And so I want you to know that this is such a subject that in my coaching practice, again, that I dig into with my clients because they want to achieve greater results. They want to grow financially. They want to grow in their influence. They want to grow in the various areas of achieving their goals, their vision, and living out their dreams ultimately. And I know a number of millionaires, as I stated, personally, I've had the opportunity to observe them, to observe their behavior, and to do some research and have conversations with a number of them around the same. And so I want you to know that this is a subject that I bring some insight to give to you, and this is something that's so simple, and you're thinking, really, Coach Adams, is that all that it takes? Well, you have to understand that when we have a certain mindset, that establishes the stage and the tone of our thinking and how we navigate through the world, how we view the world. You see, because a millionaire's mindset, they are individuals. First of all, I want to talk about some of the daily practices that most millionaires have in common. If you were to sit a number of different millionaires down, those individuals that have achieved a great level of success, I would be very surprised if collectively they did not share with you the insight that I'm going to give you on today in how they got to the level of achievement and sustain the level of achievement. You know, it's so interesting. I am in the midst of my John Maxwell certification conference that I do every year, and I'm doing it virtually this year. And I had the opportunity today to hear one of our keynote speakers was Dave Ramsey. I don't know if you're familiar with Dave Ramsey, and I thought it was interesting that he indicated that he wanted to become a millionaire in his youth. That was like the goal. And he achieved that level. And 2 years later, he no longer was at that millionaire status because he didn't know how to sustain it. You know, it's often been stated that individuals will win the lotto. They win all of these millions, and they lose all of those millions because they don't have the right mindset. And so you may be listening in and thinking, well, Coach Adams, I'm not interested in being a millionaire. I just want to be in a comfortable place. Whatever that looks like for you, the principles that I'm going to share with you, they apply. And it's so important to understand that this is where your mindset needs to be. And I'm all about the growth mindset. I'm all about assisting my clients in growing your mindset so that you can work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams. So number one, the millionaires, they are frugal. They don't act rich. Oftentimes, when you've heard the term, a book was written on it, the millionaire next door, you see them, they're moving about, and you don't even know that they are at the level and the status that they are at because, generally speaking, they are very frugal. Now, think about that. They're at that level. They have the money, yet they are frugal. They don't act like they are rich. They are very conscious in their way of movement, their navigation, in that they invest in the items that increase value. They're not just out there spending and doing the bling bling. They don't do the spending acting like they're rich, getting all of the trinkets and buying the things that have no value to maintain and establish this image of I have money. You may have been standing in the grocery store with the millionaire next door just today, and you didn't know it. They were casually dressed. They may have had on a nice watch, drive a fairly simple, nice car, but they're not laced in all of this bling bling and all of those things because they understand the importance of having the right mindset and investing in items that increase value, not decrease value. And this is an area that, being honest, I had to grow in, and I'm still growing in. And I say that because for those of you that are regular listeners, you know that Coach Adams is an only child. And growing up as the only child, I must say, I was highly indulged when my parents were married as the only child. I was truly the princess of the home. I remember one particular Christmas, and I reference it often because it sets the stage of my mindset and I'm having to shift constantly and readjust constantly around what I'm sharing with you and the wisdom and insight that I've gleaned and that I'm growing in myself. I'm still on the journey. And the areas of which I'm sharing with you, I want you to locate where you are and determine where do I need to readjust so that I can position myself for greater results. And so I remember the only child when my mom and dad were still married. Again, I said highly indulged, the princess of the home, everything, you know, rose and set with the princess. And I remember this one particular Christmas that I gave, quote unquote, air quotes, I gave Santa, okay, the parent, the list of all of what I wanted for Christmas. And I had all of this stuff on the list. All of these board games and dolls and clothes and all of this stuff, this, you know, scroll of all of these things that I desired. Again, only child. And I got everything and then some on the list. All of what I wanted and then some on this list, this scroll of items that the only child wanted who was truly indulged. And I remember the following year that I had a couple of games, board games, on my shelf in the closet that were still in the shrink wrap. The shrink wrap hadn't even been taken off of them. I had gotten all of the games that I want, but I hadn't even, in a full year, I hadn't even played all of those games. And so I say that as it relates to my growth in being more frugal because I was highly indulged and I have great taste, but I'm having to constantly pull myself back and grow in this very area that I'm sharing with you that's top on the list of the millionaires. And so if you want to grow in whatever your level is for you of wealth, whatever that looks like, understand that you have to grow your mindset that it's not about the bling bling, the flashy, all of the things that have no value, but it is truly about investing in those things that increase value. Now, it's not to say that you can't have a nice home and nice car and so on and so forth, but is your closet full of all of these clothes, in some cases tags still on them, you bought all of this stuff that has no value that you never wear, shoes stacked up that you never wear, some have never been even touched the ground, and yet you're still buying more. That is an example of investing in things that have no value, no value, but it's about the bling bling. Now, maybe shopping is your thing. I don't know. And know that there is no judgment, but I'm saying really evaluate. Are you spending your money wisely? Because, again, the mindset of a millionaire, they are frugal. They are very frugal. They don't need all of the things. They understand the importance of investing in those things that will increase value, not those things that have no value. And so I want you to locate, where are you in your pursuit? Are you making the necessary adjustments that you have to? And think about my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, because there was a principle that I learned from them early on when I was set into motion as an entrepreneur, and it really stood out for me when I started my entrepreneurial journey back in about 2005. And there is a teaching that my mentors teach called the Integrity Box. And the Integrity Box deals with your needs, obligations, and wants. And the key is to keep your Integrity Box small, so that you have the freedom to pursue God's vision, your dreams, and you're not tied to all of these things. And so because that is and has been a teaching that was such a breakthrough teaching for me, I'm constantly evaluating my needs, obligations, and wants. Am I keeping my integrity box small so that I can have the freedom? Am I being wise, investing in those things that would increase value? Am I just spending and splurging? Now, see, mine is, I'm not a shopper, but boy, I am a foodie. And as you all know who are regular listeners, you know Coach Adams has been very transparent about the fact that she's a foodie, and boy, do I love a good dining experience. And so that is where my challenge is. I, you know, go to a wonderful restaurant and invest in, you know, the crab cakes and the lamb and the lobster and the crab and whatever, and just this be wonderful, you know, enjoyable food experience. So that's my thing. Maybe yours is the shoes. Maybe it's the clothes. Maybe it's the watches, whatever it may be. Consciously doing what you need to do to scale back. Because millionaires are frugal. Now, I'm not talking about someone that inherited money. There's a different mindset. But one that truly worked for and earned every penny, every dollar, they approach the spending from a different point of view, and they are frugal. Number two, millionaires never stop learning and growing. You see, wealthy people are always absorbing more and more knowledge. They are readers. And any millionaire that I know, this is so true. They're avid readers. They're constantly reading. They're constantly looking at and learning new things, gathering more information, making sure their mindset stays, that they're constantly expanding their mind, their thinking, their thoughts, their point of view, the information that they have to draw from. Are you a lifetime learner? Or do you feel like, yeah, I've reached the ceiling on my learning? Yeah, I'm there. But yet you're saying and you're frustrated because you're not achieving greater results and more things. And you're saying, you know, I don't understand why. Well, maybe your assignment is that you need to start with expanding your mind. Because that millionaire mindset, the millionaire effect, it's about being a lifetime learner. Constantly educating yourself, growing. You don't just stop. You're constantly absorbing. You know, it's so interesting because a millionaire has an amazing library in their home. It shows this investment of riches in knowledge. They may not have all the shoes in the closet, but they have a great library. They're not spending all the money necessarily on the clothes, but boy, they have some great books. I know my leadership partner, my mentor, both have great libraries. I have, at my level, a great library. Are you constantly reading? Are you constantly educating yourself? Are you constantly allowing yourself to learn and grow? This is the thing. Growth is a lifestyle. It's not, oh, I've grown, I've reached, I'm there, yes, woohoo, and I don't have to go anymore. No, it's constant. As long as we have breath in our bodies, we should still be learning and growing and looking at how can I become better? How can I grow to be a greater version of myself? How can I gain more knowledge, more insight, more wisdom? And so number one, a millionaire is frugal. Number two, a millionaire never stops learning and growing. Number three, a millionaire is a planner. They always have a daily things to do list. You know, one of the things that I've found often in my coaching practice with my clients, the frustration is that they don't have a things-to-do list. They're wondering, why am I not achieving my desired result? Well, they don't have a plan. They don't have a focus. They're just kind of loosey-goosey, wee, whimsically going through the day. No, millionaires are planners. They always have a daily to-do list. They always set daily goals, set daily areas that they're fighting to achieve. Why? And this is what's so key and what I want you to understand, that this helps you to build the momentum. So when you start seeing that you're achieving what's on your list, I know for me, when I get through my things to do, I feel so accomplished, like, woo, I had that on my list. I could check that off. I could check that off. I could check that off. And the days that I'm not as productive, it weighs on me. I'm like, gosh, I didn't get as much done as I would have wanted to today. And I'm having to put it on for tomorrow. But when I can say, I checked that off, I checked that off, I did that, it makes me feel really good. And that making you feel really good, now it increases your momentum. So think about, what does my day look like? Do I even craft my day? Because the millionaire does. They're not just moving around whimsically, you know, whee, wherever the wind flows, I will go. They have a things to do list. And that is shaped in different ways. What we're saying here is that, bottom line, they have a plan and a strategy for their day. They have a clear vision for their day. You know, as those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I'm a believer and I am a woman of faith. And I think about God's word that says, write the vision and make it plain. So we have to have a clear vision and we have to write it and make it plain. This writing it is exactly what we're talking about, having a things to do list. Do you have a things to do list? Because if you don't, easily make a shift with any of these areas that we're talking about, make a shift. But you also need to recognize that's not going to happen overnight. But when you get yourself into the daily practices, the daily routine, what we do daily today determines our success tomorrow. What we don't do today affects our success tomorrow. So if you're not achieving the results that you desire, quite frankly, you may have to say, I didn't have a plan. We've all been guilty of, I know I have, putting off something that I could do today for tomorrow. I hear Annie singing in my head, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow, because we give greater value to tomorrow and we underestimate and don't appreciate today and this moment of time that we have. So what are you doing daily? What does your daily to-do list look like? What does your calendar, your agenda look like? Because the millionaire, and you may be next door to the millionaire and don't even know it. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, there's not a millionaire living in my neighborhood. You don't know, do you? Think about that. Because the millionaire next door is not flashy. They're not blinging it out to you. But they have it because they understand the value and the priorities of where they should invest, not only their money and resources being frugal, but that they're constantly learning and growing, that they are planning and being effective in their planning of their day and having things to do that gives them that structure and that outline. They know the target of where they're going with each day. They're not just a flower child going wherever the wind blows. There's intentionality, and that's what I want you to hear, intentionality. In addition to that, the millionaires have a healthy morning routine. They have a healthy morning routine. They usually rise early. I remember hearing when Oprah Winfrey had her show that she got up, I believe it was something like 4 a.m., and I thought, oh, God. Still, you know, counting sheep at that time. And just the extent of the grind of the day. So they have a productive focus, a productive mindset focus. How early do you start your day? I've given myself the challenge to start earlier, be more productive earlier, get into that routine and fight for it regardless. What does that look like for you? You may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, I'm working, da-da-da-da. Can you get up an hour earlier to focus that time towards your goals? When you look at it, and I was just sharing this with one of my clients in my coaching practice last week, I said, you know, if you set out, because they're in the workforce currently and they're in a corporate setting, and that was their frustration that, oh, my God, I don't have the time. I said, can you sacrifice an hour in the morning or sacrifice an hour in the evening? When you look up, if you do that and you're consistent with that, because the consistency is key, you'll look up and you have invested 365 hours over the year into your dream, all that you have. So know that every moment counts. So wherever you are on your journey, whatever the goals are that you desire, that sacrifice is key. So maintaining that healthy morning routine is something that maybe that's where you need to adjust. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's that you need to be a better planner on your journey. Maybe, okay, I plan well, I get up early. Maybe you have stopped learning and you need to recognize that I have to continuously be learning and growing. I'm constantly doing masterminds that deal with personal growth and development. I have my lifestyle growth plan that is focused on growing and developing because I am one that believes in a lifestyle of growth, and that is so important. Personally and professionally in both areas. I'm a part of the master's program with my mentors, growing weekly, regularly, part of the mentorship with my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, growing constantly. What are you doing to continuously grow and develop who you are as a person so that you are positioning yourself to be a higher version, a greater version of yourself? We have so much potential in us, each and every one of us, myself included, and we often don't reach near the level of potential that we have in us because we don't allow ourselves to be stretched to another capacity. We get into our comfort zone, we get to a certain level, and we lay back on the hammock, and we're comfortable, and we're like, okay, bring the fan and the lemonade and let me just kick back with my legs up on the hammock. No, we have to constantly allow ourselves to be stretched and grow. We can't lose that tension from where we are to where we want to go. We can't. We have to constantly be growing because if we stop growing, we will then, in essence, begin to shrink. And I know that you don't want to shrink. Now, do you? No, you don't. So it is about this mindset that is one of constantly growing. So, again, maybe your area is, I need to be more frugal because I can kind of get out there and spend because of whatever your mindset is around spending, maybe the habits that you saw growing up, because all of this comes back to habits. What are the habits that we have that serve and support us on our journey? And a habit, if we understand what a habit is, it's an acquired mode of behavior that's involuntary, addictive. It's a customary way of acting, compulsory, fixed through repetition. And so with that, many of us, we have habits that don't serve us for where we desire to grow. And as we look at the millionaire effect, millionaires have, those that have achieved great levels of achievement, they have habits that successfully support them. They have the right daily practices and routines in their life that support them. You know, if you have that book project in you, the hardest book to write is the first book. But once you write the first one, Now you've gotten through that discipline, because the struggle oftentimes is carving out that time to sit down, to be disciplined, and to do it in any area. Maybe your struggle right now is I'm trying to lose weight, and getting in and keeping that daily routine of that practice to do the exercise, to make better choices, whatever the case may be. So what is not serving you are those bad habits. And what we're talking about concerning the millionaire effect, the millionaires have the right habits. They have the right daily practices that most others don't have. And for many of them, this is commonplace. If you were to sit them down and ask, these areas that we're discussing would be on their list. Now, would they have others? Yes, probably. But this is kind of that core that definitely you would say, huh, they're frugal. They're not just spending their money, throwing it away. Whee, throwing it. Hey, let it rain. Mm-mm. They're investing it, as we stated before. They're constantly growing and learning so that they can improve and be better. They have healthy routines that support and serve them. They're very disciplined. They're willing to delay their gratification and sacrifice when others will not. In addition, not only the things that we just spoke about, frugal, never stop learning, they're planners, they also are those individuals that have healthy routines, but they also prioritize self-improvement, and they're educating themselves, ongoing learning. So not only are they avid readers, as we spoke about earlier, they're gaining and learning and growing knowledge and information they're absorbing so that they can utilize that information to leverage and move to the next level with their vision, their goals, and their dreams. But they are also intentionally focused and prioritize self-improvement and education for themselves. Ongoing learning is so crucial for lifetime success, for lifelong success. Have to be a lifetime learner. Always increasing your capacity. Always making yourself better. I'm constantly challenging myself. Coach Adams, do better. Be better. How can you improve in this area? How can you? I'm constantly fighting. Now, I'm not perfect, and I can't walk on water, but I'm fighting to grow regularly in being a better version of myself. I'm still in process. I haven't yet arrived, but I know the importance of this mindset of growth, of constantly growing and evolving. And I want to challenge you again to locate. We've given you 5 key nuggets so far, rich nuggets. Do you see where you are, where you need to improve? Don't just invest this time. You've taken the time to tune in to Motivational Mondays today. And I so thank you, our global listening audience. We don't take your time lightly or for granted. We appreciate that you are here, and I trust that you are getting some richness that you can add to your toolbox and utilize on your journey. But it's nothing to just have the tools in your toolbox to gain the wisdom and the insight and not to use the information. And so I want to challenge you to locate, as you're listening to the millionaire effect and the mindset of a millionaire, the mindset of one that has achieved great success, I want you to think about and locate, where am I? Where do I need to tweak? Where do I need to adjust on my journey? Because if you adjust in that one area, guess what? You're improving your systems and you're improving your capacity. You're making yourself better, which aligns you now for being able to achieve greater results. And that's what it's all about. Don't you want greater results? I believe you do, or you wouldn't be listening to Motivational Mondays today. And we don't take it lightly that you are tuned in, investing this hour of empowerment. And I honor you for taking the time to invest this time, this hour of empowerment to grow yourself. The other characteristic is that millionaires are networkers. They are networkers. They build strong networks in every area of their lives. I have a dear associate, quiet millionaire, right? Call him information highway. Hey, can you need something? They can guide and direct you to that because they know the value of networking and building and establishing a strong network and relationally maintaining that. There's a reason why the millionaires are on the golf course and the deals are happening there. May not be able to play golf well. Today I was, and I can share this because it was shared openly, but one of my mentors with my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, was sharing today that he can't golf at all, but he's on the golf course. Why? Because that's where the network is, and he's constantly fighting for it, but it's about the networking. And so understand that millionaires are networkers. They are the kings and the queens of networking. Anyone that has achieved great success. I have a number of different people that stand out for me that I can say, hey, do you know someone that, and instantly they have someone in their network because they are great networkers. Maybe this is an area where you need to fine tune and tweak. Maybe you need to increase your network. You know, one of the things I'm consciously fighting for in this year is to stay more connected. I know so many people to stay connected with them and to do better in this particular area. And I surprised one in my network, and I said, hey, I'm just calling to touch in with you. And they were like, surprise, that's all? You don't need it? Nope, just calling to connect, just to touch in. Keep me on your radar, let you know you're on mine. Why? Because I want to make sure that when I need something, I have my network tight and together because I know that this is the millionaire's mindset, the millionaire effect. They are networkers. And you may not be at that level today, but build and start right where you are. Right where you are. You can start today by tapping into your network and establishing that rapport, cultivating the relationships of those that are in your network. The millionaire effect. We said, number one, for review, millionaires are frugal. They don't just spend and let it rain. Nope, they're very frugal. They don't act rich. In essence, they act, quote unquote, poor in their spending, but yet they are wealthy and rich because they understand the value of doing what is needed to invest in those areas that will increase in value, not just spending for the sake of spending and let me show you that I have money. And then before you know it, like the lottery winners, they win the money, and years later, how could they spend all of that money? They didn't have the right mindset. They weren't investing to increase what they had. They were just simply spending, and it was just going out, going out, going out, going out, going out, nothing coming in, buying the big trinkets and the things that had no value, that did not allow their money to continue to grow for them. So invest so that your money continues to grow right where you are, wherever you are. Millionaires never stop learning and growing. We talked about that. Millionaires are planners. They're focused. They're intentional and deliberate about their days. They plan. They have things to do. They have goals that they are setting daily. And they are building the momentum as they achieve each of those areas. They're constantly evolving and growing. They're keeping that movement going because they are planning forward. Are you planning forward? Thoughts to consider. Millionaires have a healthy morning routine. They are productive. They are focused. They get up early. They do what they need to do. They're sacrificing this energy and time so that they can get a start and be productive throughout their day. Because when you start your day, and I can say this for myself as well, when I start my day off focused, ooh, it's so much smoother than when I'm getting up last minute and, you know, and I didn't have a plan and all of that. And it's like, it can easily get away from you. And if you don't have a plan for your day, guess what? There's others that will plan it for you, because the millionaire next door, the visionary, they can keep you busy. If you don't know your trajectory, if you're not clear on where you're going on your journey, oh, yeah, others will keep you consumed and busy with their vision very easily. If you're not clear on where you're going, they'll utilize your hands to stretch their time. Why not? You don't have a vision. You don't have a clear trajectory. And so that keeps us unfocused. Millionaires prioritize self-improvement. Millionaires network. Millionaires are focused and do whatever it takes for their wealth development. It's not based on luck, as we discussed about the person that wins the lottery. It's not the lotto mindset. Millionaires work daily towards their goals at any cost. They make the decisions that others will not make. They're willing to sacrifice when others are not willing to sacrifice. They're up late. They're up late when others are snoozing and sleeping. They're up early when others are sleeping. They're in the grind when others are at the party, getting their drink and dance on. They're very focused. They're willing to sacrifice and do what is required to reach their dreams. Holidays, for many of them, what's a holiday? That's another day for them to just really grind it when other people are, quote, unquote, kicking back. I can be more productive and get more done. Again, what I want us to understand is the millionaires are focused and they do whatever it takes. Are you willing to do whatever it takes for your vision so you can work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dream? Or, you know, you put in a minute here and, oh, it's too hard. No, grind it. Press through. Challenge yourself to keep pressing. And if you don't, then that means maybe you haven't found what gives you the drive to do that. I often joke and say, I can't turn the coach off. She's just in me, and I'm fired up about her. What is that area that you're fired up about? What is that vision that you're fired up about? Because that is what you are willing to do, whatever, at any cost, to keep it going. I know early on my journey, as I shared, became an entrepreneur in 2005. And the first year, woo, cool. The second year started getting tighter and all of that. And, you know, my family and well-meaning people were like, you need to get a job up in here. Well, that entrepreneur thing is cute. That ministry thing is cute, but you need, you know. And I'm not saying, please don't misunderstand me. Please hear Coach Adams' heart. I'm not saying that you don't do what you need to do until you don't need to do it anymore. But what I am saying, when you tap into that very thing that fuels you and you have great fire for, you will sacrifice and do what's required. You're willing to pay the cost, time and resources and energy, because of the fire that you have on the inside of you for your vision, for your goals, to live out your dreams. Have you tapped into that? Wow, it is amazing how quickly time flies. I have a couple others for you, but I also want to come to the lines, and I would love to hear from you. I would love to know, you've sacrificed to join us today for Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. And this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9000. 9374-516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I would love to hear from you. You know, have you gotten any richness from what is being shared? Any thoughts? Have you located where you are? Maybe you're sitting there and you're thinking, I don't have a question, but Coach Adams, wow, I sure need some coaching. Hey, your resident empowerment coach is live in session for you, and I'm here and available. So press 1 on your telephone keypad. Don't be shy. I'm here to support you and would love to hear from you. So know that our lines are open for you to chime right on in. Meanwhile, I'm going to continue to share with you the thoughts that I have for you because I have a couple of other areas that I want to share with you around this millionaire effect and the millionaire mindset. And so the other is, and this one right here was actually interesting to me, but I can see the value in it. And it is that millionaires practice good etiquette. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what do you mean by that? Well, they're individuals that are always grateful. They're thanking people. They have a thankful mindset. And so they're sending thank you cards. They dress appropriately at the right time in the right environment. They practice good etiquette. I love that we have a caller. And caller, I want to bring you in to interact with us. Area code 310, last four digits, 1132. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Thank you for interacting. How can I help you?
Good evening, Coach Adams. This is Minister Valerie Elston, and I am just calling to tell you thank you. Hello, Coach Adams. I am here to thank you so much for pouring out so much richness. I am in awe because I have a sense of urgency to listen in tonight. I am empowered to lead. I am a millionaire in training. And I recently realized the need to arise early for what I'm calling an hour of power. So you've confirmed that if I do an hour of power every day by rising earlier than usual, by the end of the year, 365 days, hours of power, and I'm all the better for it. So thank you, thank you, thank you for this richness tonight. Thank you.
I thank you so much, and I appreciate you chiming in and for sharing that. And I love that that was the confirmational gem that you were able to receive today. And, yes, millionaire in training. I'm right there with you. I'm on the journey in process. And so I love the areas that we're talking about and are being shared because it allows us to make a shift so that as we're in training, we are set on a better course to achieve what we desire. So I'm right there with you, and I'm there to support you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much. Yes, and hit 1 to remove yourself from the host queue, and thank you for chiming in. Well, our lines are still open. Would love if you have a thought to share that with us. Again, you've made the decision to join us for this hour of empowerment, and I would love to hear from you. We just heard from Minister Valerie and what she has taken away as a leader. What are you taking away? Don't hesitate to hit 1. On your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, hit 1. On your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, we're going to continue on in our nuggets and richness that we have to share with you. But the time is open, so feel free to chime in at any time as long as time permits. So let's do a quick summary and let's go through the last one that we have for you. So 1. The millionaire effect and the millionaire mindset. Millionaires are frugal. Millionaires never stop learning and growing. Millionaires are planners. Millionaires have a healthy morning routine. Millionaires prioritize self-improvement and educating themselves. Millionaires are networkers. Millionaires are focused and do what it takes to achieve their wealth development. Millionaires, listen more and talk less. They listen more. It's the reason why we have two ears and one mouth. But this is what I love. It's been stated that the rich person, the rich mindset, generally spends 5 minutes listening for every 1 minute that they speak. I found that to be so intriguing because so often we just want to talk, and jump in and talk because we're trying to show, quote unquote, how smart we are, how educated we are, and how much knowledge we have, and But I said, wow, what a shift. But that's the reason why we have two ears and one mouth, that we would listen more, because you can gain greater wisdom and insight when you listen. You gain greater knowledge to then step back and ask the right questions, to probe to and dig deeper down into getting greater information if you continue to listen more and speak less. So know that that is a discipline that is so powerful. And as a coach, I've grown in that, that I will be in environments that I'm listening because of the art of listening and the power of that. And not just be, okay, let me jump in, No. Let me listen from that point of view that I'm seeking to understand, that I'm seeking to gain additional wisdom and insight. So take the time to listen more than you speak. Get into the circles and those environments that you're with like-minded individuals and those that are at a different level of where you desire to grow. You know, I have a number of support tools that will support you. My Full Circle of Empowerment, my Coach Adams Personal and Professional Lifestyle Growth Plan, 1 full year of coaching in a group setting, my private mastermind. Through the month of September, for those that join in a one-on-one coaching partnership, I'm offering 1 month of complimentary coaching. For those that join in the partnership in September, that's my September offering, my gift of empowerment. So if you're interested in any of the Full Circle of Empowerment that I have available, know that I would love to be on your team and to support you. Give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. And so the millionaire mindset, the other thing that I want to leave you with is millionaires talk about, and this is what they talk about. They talk about and spend more time investing in their thought process. They talk about their vision. They're cultivating and crystallizing their ideas. They're making things happen. They're not just talking about things for the sake of talking about it. They spend most of their time talking about their ideas. Their ideas. They're not sitting around gossiping. Girl, did you hear, man, did you hear about? No. They're talking about their ideas. They're crystallizing their ideas. Unlike others, others are what they're sitting down talking about other people, talking about who do they think they are, murmuring, complaining, talking about others, wasted energy. So they think about their ideas and they are making them happen. How are they making them happen? They're working on their projects. They're working their vision, achieving their goals, and living out their dreams. Can you say the same? Are you doing the same? Are you focused project to project? Are you planning? Are you strategizing? Do you have the right people on your team? Are you wasting time gossiping, speaking bad, ill about people, time that you can't get back? Or are you investing your time wisely, focused on your vision, working on your goals, and cultivating your dreams. Those are some thoughts to ponder. And that is the Millionaire Effect. I trust that you've gotten some good richness from what has been shared today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. That's all the time that we have for. I trust that you will set your timer and make it a point to tune in weekly with us, for we are here weekly to give you your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week so you can get some great nuggets and tools in your toolbox to support you in working your vision so you can achieve your goals and live your dreams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. We thank you so much for tuning in.